Welcome to another episode of Black
and Blue.
I will talk like this the entire time. I'm not. I can't do it. I'm
going to talk normal. Challenge accepted. Do it.
Lord have mercy, Kyrie eleison. Okay. Here, he does have mercy.
Yes,
abundant
he does.
Mercy. He has mercy within mercy within mercy. That is our God. And we're going to talk about this guy named Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
This episode we have coined, we have titled, No Other Name Because of Acts 4.
Mm-hmm.
And what Peter says there.
Yes.
What does Peter say?
He says, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
No other name.
No other name.
The name of Jesus. And that's a big deal in Acts 3 and 4. Because actually it's in the name of Jesus that Peter heals a lame beggar in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he says, in the name of Jesus, I say to you, arise and walk. Mm-hmm. And
he walks.
The man gets up and he leaps like a deer and praises God. And everyone is like, whoa, astonished. Right? It's pretty amazing. And but Acts 4... we find them actually locked up in the slammer because the temple authorities don't like what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like this name of Jesus.
Yep.
And what we're going to see actually just in this little section of Acts 4 is the name of Jesus is unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. Unshakable.
And unsurpassable.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Unstoppable, unshakable, unsurpassable. And so this first part of Acts 4 really shows that the word of God or the name of Jesus is unstoppable. So yeah, Peter, John, locked up, awaiting an interrogation that will happen the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really pretty amazing is this this word of God, this name of Jesus that they have been proclaiming in the temple bears fruit.
Yeah, a lot of fruit.
Like not 1,000, not even 2,000 people
but
come to faith.
5,000
topping Pentecost.
Yep.
Where that was, I think, 3,000?
Yeah, something like that. That sounds right.
And not playing a numbers game here, but yeah, 5,000 is greater than 3,000.
Last I checked.
The extent of my math right there. The extent of it. So one group that's singled out as being really upset are the Sadducees. Mm-hmm. And that's because it says in Acts 4 that they're bothered. They're really ticked off at Peter and John because they are preaching the resurrection.
Right. The Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection,
period.
Much less Jesus's resurrection.
Yeah, so they don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
But really, all the temple authorities don't like what Peter and John are doing. Really upsetting just really the temple and the economy there.
Mm-hmm.
The name of Jesus, unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this name of Jesus, you know, cannot be contained, cannot be chained, cannot be locked up. And the name of Jesus is spreading like wildfire even today. Yeah, I mean, you know this, like the church is never getting smaller.
Mm-hmm. It's always growing.
It's always growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going and growing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when a loved one who believes in Jesus dies, you know, that it doesn't. It's not like the church, you know, number decreases by one. No, that person is still part of the church, right?
Yep.
Go back to catechism language. The church triumphant.
Yep.
And the church militant. Yes.
And it's almost like when it's even, when you try to contain it, try to put it behind bars or any type, try to stop it, it actually becomes even more and more and more unstoppable.
Yeah. Yes. communist countries have tried to do that.
Yes, exactly.
And, who was it? I forget the...
What? Yeah, I can't think of the church father who was talking about the blood of the martyrs as the...
Oh, I wasn't thinking of that at all.
Okay.
No, I was thinking of actually an atheist.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, who argued that, you know, we try to pound the Christians, right? But but the more we pound is like driving a nail into wood. They become actually more strong.
Yeah,
that's what I was referring to.
There
I was referring to the blood of the martyrs, the seat of the church.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was like,
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know either. Mm-hmm. But the point is that the blood of the martyrs, the church actually grows under persecution.
Exactly. Because God's name can't be stopped. Jesus'
name. Unstoppable. And that name is on you, making you unstoppable. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a moment.
Yeah.
And then the next part is the interrogation. Mm-hmm. So the name of Jesus is unshakable. Mm-hmm. And they ask this question to Peter and John, by what power, by what name did you do this? Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're really hoping, crossing their fingers, that they say, like, the name of Satan or mm-hmm. some...
Beelzebul, whatever. Yeah,
exactly. Because that'd be pretty easy to write those guys off. But, mm-hmm. Of course, they're doing this in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, he says, rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. Mm-hmm. So Jesus is the stone that's rejected by the builders, the temple authorities. Mm-hmm. And that stone has become the cornerstone, the foundation mm-hmm. of a whole new temple. That's essentially what Peter's saying. He's saying that, this temple made of sticks and stones, it's mm-hmm. obsolete.
Mm-hmm. It won't last.
Expiration date mm-hmm. reached. Mm-hmm. You might as well put a closed sign on the doors.
Yeah.
Because Jesus is now the place where the name dwells. Mm-hmm. The name of God being so important in the Old Testament.
Right.
You know, Solomon built the temple and he says he built it for the name mm-hmm. of God.
Right.
And because that's where the Lord dwelt. Mm-hmm. Took up residence. That's where he dwelt with his people on earth. Mm-hmm. With the healing of the lame beggar, mm-hmm. we're told that Peter, when he preaches to the people that are so amazed at what just had occurred, it's actually done in Solomon's portico. Mm-hmm. And so we're supposed to think about Solomon's temple, the first temple. And you know, this miracle being done in the name of Jesus, that, you know, this name of God is not now residing in a temple made of sticks and stones, but made of flesh and blood. Mm-hmm. That's where the true temple is. And Jesus is the foundation of a whole new temple mm-hmm. of which we're a part of.
Right. And so, I mean, because of that, we don't have to be afraid. That we don't have to fear destruction. We don't have to fear becoming obsolete, becoming old and run down, last year's news. We don't have to fear any of those things.
Yeah, because underneath our feet, no matter where you walk, is actually this unshakable, unbreakable, unconquerable Jesus.
Yes.
I mean, you really are unshakable. Mm-hmm. I know you may feel shakable. Mm-hmm. You may feel vulnerable. Mm-hmm. You may feel full of, fear and doubts. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, mm-hmm. you are standing on solid ground.
Yeah. Yep. Underneath are the everlasting arms. You're standing on Christ, the rock, your cornerstone, our cornerstone.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we know he's unbreakable because, I mean, death did its worst to him. Mm-hmm. And he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He's risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Yeah. You know, so he is the foundation that will outlast all other foundations. And there's mm-hmm. a lot of people are trying to build their lives on lots of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, fame, fortune, finances, mm-hmm. Good popularity. Grades. Fun, mm-hmm. accomplishments, grades, mm-hmm. yeah. awards,
scholarships,
name recognition, scholars. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but all that is going to get washed away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the only foundation that will endure forever mm-hmm. is really this name of Jesus, which,
it's unshakable.
It's unshakable.
Life events can't change it or take it away. It's amazing.
Yeah, really good. Really amazing. And so the name of Jesus, unstoppable, unbreakable, unsurpassable. That's mm-hmm. the final word that we get from Peter here mm-hmm. just in our time together. Yeah. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Any thoughts there? Why is it unsurpassable, this name?
Well, it's the only name by which we can be saved. It's the only name that can give life, eternal life, the only name that gives meaning to our life. And I mean, it's the name of the Lord of over heaven and earth. So he's above all other rulers, powers, and authorities. I mean, There's all sorts of different people in our world today, especially during a political election year, who are trying to be the top dog with their name. But here's the name of Jesus that saves and is actually above all of those other names. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the beginning of thoughts. So.
The beginning of thoughts. Yeah, yeah. You know, just like with foundations, a lot of people are trying to build a life on just things that are just not going mm-hmm. to last.
Yeah.
You know, because really at the end of the day, they're really focusing on the gifts rather than the giver of the gifts.
Right.
Because, I mean, a lot of things that people are building their lives on, it's not like they're inherently bad. Right. It's just, they're gifts. Mm-hmm. They're just not seeing the giver. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with, like, you know, things that people look to save them.
Right.
Maybe mm-hmm. save them from boredom, save them from, loneliness, save them from, mm-hmm.
Meaninglessness
and purposelessness. Mm-hmm. People look to careers. They look to, mm-hmm. They look to relationships. They look to,
vacations.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so, or politicians, as you mentioned.
Right. Yeah.
But those names, you know, Spain, Biden, Trump, mm-hmm. Scientist, lawyer, mm-hmm. US of A, you know, those names mm-hmm. can't save us.
Mm-hmm. They'll eventually pass away.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. but the name of Jesus, mm-hmm. unsurpassable.
Yep.
Yeah, above everything, everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, yes. Sin can't stop that name. Death can't stop that name. Mm-hmm. The grave can't stop that name. Yeah. Satan can't stop that name. Nothing, no one can stop that name. And that's the name that was washed onto you in the waters of holy baptism.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, which makes you really unsurpassable. Mm-hmm. Like, no one can down you, drown right. you. No one can actually, end you.
Yes.
I mean, you are unsurpassable.
Mm-hmm. You know, because you have the you have been baptized in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's really great too is, given this name, we don't have to make a name for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, we're actually given the name mm-hmm. that makes us unstoppable, unshakable, unsurpassable. Mm-hmm. And so that's why, you know, Luther has this, making the sign of the cross every day mm-hmm. and saying those words.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yeah. Remembering our baptism day. Mm-hmm. Because by getting up in the morning, we have to go into every day knowing that whatever confronts me, whatever I run into, I am unstoppable, unshakable, unsurpassable, because Jesus is all of those things. And he shares all that with me and with Deaconess and with you.
Mm-hmm. So we get to go into our day unafraid.
Unafraid. We get to go to sleep unafraid.
Yeah.
You know, morning, going into the day unafraid. Evening, going to bed uh-huh. unafraid.
Yeah. So you're saying we basically get to leap through life like that, the lame beggar? I mean, we get to go do cartwheels and jumping jacks and skipping and running and all of that because, you know, hey, mm-hmm. We have our Lord Jesus. We are in his name and in his name we are safe and secure.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. So my prayer, her prayer, our prayer for mm-hmm. all of us is that we wear this name of Jesus with our lives mm-hmm. and we share this name of Jesus with our lips mm-hmm. because this is the only name that is unstoppable, unshakable, unsurpassable. Mm-hmm. And that name marks you, dear mm-hmm. Christian.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, yeah, amen. By his wounds,
we are healed.
Yeah. Until next time.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.